theatre taught me to write. For 14 years, as a director and choreographer, I thought I was taking notes on acting and staging. Then, illness made me spend 9 months in bed. Bored and infuriated by one particular novel, I wrote my own. An editor called this first book unpublishable, but she commissioned my official first novel. And in that L-plate stage as a writer, I found that everything I had learned as a director and choreographer still applied. Several points from theater still hang, metaphorically, over my computer. The first is a basic question. What makes them want to come back from the bar after the interval? Trevor Nunn asked this when he was rehearsing his first play at Stratford-on-Avon. Fighting that seductive gin and tonic in the bar is far more useful to me as a spur than any theories of rising tension. I have learned never to be afraid to use hooks to grab and hold my reader's interest. Hooks are often dismissed as a genre tool, but literary writers use them too, however subtly. Iris Murdoch, Ian McEwan, Murakami, and Shakespeare. Before the end of the first scene in Lear, you already suspect that the king is making a big mistake, have a bad feeling about several characters, and wonder how it will all unroll. Second, from theater I learned the need for internal logic and plausibility. Alan Ayckbourn once said, not to me, alas, I always write enough time to make a cup of tea. Every world you create on a stage or on a page has its own rules and its own logic, no matter how divorced that world may be from our everyday reality. You must know and follow these rules for everything, from movement to motive, if you want your reader to believe what you say. Both director and writer ignore such plausibility at their peril. A writer may be God, but there are limits. Take character motivation, for example. Why do I want to do that? Actors constantly ask in rehearsal. Because I said so is no answer to give someone who must then perform any decision you make in public, in front of real people, who can leave at the interval, check their tweets, or write a bad review in a blog or a newspaper read by thousands. I learned from theater that the text must feel like what must be said as the inevitable result of a plausible action, not just words I want a character to say. If I can't get where I want, I go back and change the rules. Focus. What is each scene about? Theater happens within a time limit and should be succinct. Writing without those limits, you can be lazy and meander towards the end. Theater taught me to try to focus, even if I'm still learning how. And finally, once your climactic action is finished, get your characters off the stage as fast as possible. A coda is allowed, but not much of one. In theater, this dying fall is known as the walk down. In writing, it could be called ending as soon as you can instead of going on and on and on. Keep your walk down short. Much more from theater hangs above my computer, but trying for a vivid, consistent world, for tension, and for plausibility, get me started.